Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking Indianola girls track with head coach Morgan Singleton. And coach, I just got done talking with Coach Oliver about just the early season success and how much that buoys the team forward. I know the goal isn't always necessarily go out there and win a bunch of meets early, but it still feels good to get those wins under your belt, right?
Absolutely, it does. It's fun for the girls to feel successful and have fun and kind of show what we can do early in the season, but also be able to kind of get into those meets where we can get into situations with good competition and push ourselves.
As we're talking on Friday, as this airing, the Jim Duncan Invitational will be going on, the first competition at Drake and getting ready for the Drake Relays later on this spring. But Indianola's already had multiple athletes get across the blue standard, and I think Indianola's aiming for a pretty high presence at Drake this year, right?
We are, yeah. We have several of our events that are in the top five and 4A according to Bound, and a couple of really good seed times going into the Jim Duncan Relays and seed places. So that'll be fun to see them compete against some really high quality schools at Jim Duncan. And then also moving ahead to the Drake Relays. It's just such a fun atmosphere. And I love spending that time with the girls and watching them do their thing and have fun and work hard.
Well, I know, we brought this up multiple times during our interviews, but it feels like Indianola getting a lot of points from a lot of different areas. And one of the things right now is in the throws, and you're seeing not just one, but multiple athletes scoring points, whether it's Sam Grip in the shot put and then Abby Kluver, Ava Tickey and others scoring points, or at least getting close and pushing the competition right now. And that's just a huge bonus as a coach, right?
It totally is. Sam Grip hit the 40-foot club and the shot put, and that was so fun. Super close to a blue standard for her. Haley New is another shot putter. She's hit 37 feet, and she's really taken a big step up in her ability to throw that thing far. So that's exciting. And then, of course, in the discus, Abby and Ava have been such staples of our program, and they're great leaders for girls like freshman Maya Whalen, who's kind of following in their footsteps, and they're being great leaders for her. And then the other discus throwers that we have too. They're a valuable, valuable part of our program.
Well, speaking of athletes who are heading to Drake already, Jordan Brown with, I believe, the second fastest 3,000 right now. Josie McGraw just absolutely up there in the hurdles. And those are more point scorers, but more importantly, I think set that standard early for everyone else to follow, right?
Yeah, a couple of seniors that have been just working their tails off. And you can tell that they've put in the work in the off season. They do the little things to make the big moments happen. Josie qualified in the 400 meter hurdles as well as the 100 meter hurdles and the shuttle. So she'll have a full schedule at the relays so far. And I'm sure there's a couple of other relays headed her way. So that was fun to see her qualify and hit the blue standard in the 400 hurdles also. And Jordan's just looking so strong and confident on the track. So that's really fun to see her in those distance races. And we're hoping to get a couple of other events qualified for Drake here in the next week.
I think one of the goals, again, is to get more points scoring out of your sprinters. And that really is one of those things that takes time to ramp up, because you got to learn your steps. You got to learn your starting. It's one of those things that is it's not easy to just pick up and do. But how do you want to try and improve in some of the sprints and get that group ready to score more points near the end of the season?
Yes. Sprinting is a lot more complicated than just running fast. It can be very technical. PRs come at hundredths of seconds. So, getting out of those blocks really efficiently is super helpful. Those sprint mechanics, those that staying strong and hitting the weight room and those kinds of things are important too. But working to continue to build on those sprints. We have really strong sprints and collaboratively in our relays, it really pays off. But individually, we're still working on trying to run with the big dogs there, but they are working so hard and aiming to run their best when it matters most here towards the end of the season.
Walk me through what your relay team putting together, for lack of a better term, has been like, because there's probably six or seven athletes, it feels like, for every single relay, but there's chemistry with there too. It's not as easy as just putting together the four fastest times sometimes, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, with our sprint medley, we've got, that's 1-1-2-4 for that. And we've got several girls that can run a very strong 400, several girls that can run a strong 200. So then we think about piecing it together and thinking about, okay, where can these girls fit in and individual events and maybe shine there, or give some underclassmen or some other girls opportunities to run on that. With our 4x4, we've had probably 6 girls in and out of our 4x4 relay this year. So it's nice to be able to have that flexibility with a deep squad to be able to run one lineup for a relay 1 week. And, you know, we ran a really strong one at Ankeny a couple Thursdays ago, and we're less than a second off the blue standard for that one. So it's nice to have options in all of those relays just so that we can kind of play around with other pieces of our lineup and not have to depend so much on the same thing from week to week. It's nice to mix it up.
Last question before we let you go, Coach, is I've, you know, talked to a couple of the athletes around the team, and it feels like they know that there's an opportunity here to place high or you know, make their mark on this year. It's a good mix of underclassmen and senior leaders. Do you feel that around this team, that they know there's this opportunity here to go place well at state?
I do, and I think it shows. I think about, you know, being at practice, and we've got 67 girls and, you know, 6 coaches, volunteer or paid or a mix of thereof, and you know, it's hard to get around to coaching every individual person, but as far as from a group standpoint, these girls hold each other accountable, they take accountability for themselves, and they make sure that they are doing the right things at practice day in and day out, because they know that there's this really big goal that we have as a team, and we've got a really great opportunity to do some special things this year. And so it really just shows in their work ethic and the ability to, you know, work together and have fun together. I think if we're, again, I say this all the time, but if we're having fun, then we're more likely to do better, right? So I am just really impressed with, like, just the overall leadership on our squad and the ability to persevere and change things up and be flexible. And I think that's going to bode well for us in our championship phase of our season coming soon.
Head coach Morgan Singleton and Enola Girls Track Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.